The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. I really love the Oscars every year. Really look forward to them. We have friends who do an Oscar party every year, and they have an actual red carpet they roll out, and they give out little awards to their friends at the commercial breaks for different things. So it's a good time.
Oh, that's kind of a hoot.
Yeah, so we thought we'd have a little bit of fun with the Oscars at House Logic too, and come up with our list of movie homes if homes could win Oscars.
Right.
But you know, our list is by no means the final word. So I want to invite the listeners to share their own nominees for best movie homes. They can visit houselogic.com, search Oscars, and they'll go right to our slideshow, and they can share their own picks in the comments section.
All right, great. And as we've seen from this year's movie award season, one person's winner is another person's head scratcher. So to get us started, apparently your first category is Best All-American Home.
Yes, it is. And our nominee is, Gil, may I have the envelope, please?
Well, here you go.
The home is American Beauty. From its white picket fence to its perfectly manicured lawn, the Burnham's house has terrific curb appeal. I mean, it's really the ideal American home, minus the bad marriage, of course.
Yes, of course. But that was the point of the film. Beautiful exterior, all the turmoil inside. And American Beauty won a bunch of Oscars, including Best Picture in 2000. So may we have the next category, Pamela?
You may, sir. It is Best Home Remodel. Now, we selected the New York City apartment in the 1958 movie Anti-Mame, starring Rosalind Russell. I love the movie Anti-Mame. Talk about remodeling for enjoyment, not for resale. That duplex in that movie gets remodeled almost as often as the free-spirited Mame changes costumes and interests. So, and in one remodel, I don't know if you recall the movie, she uses automated furniture to lift guests several feet off the floor. Her home reflected her motto, life is a banquet and most poor suckers are starving to death.
Oh, dear. Well, except, of course, the people who did the remodeling on the home or the people who worked on the Hollywood set, whatever.
True enough.
Yeah. I'm going to bet that we've got a category here, which, of course, an apartment in New York City would not qualify for, which is you've got to have a best garage in your categories there somewhere.
Of course we have a best garage. We would leave you hanging on that. Do you want to guess the garage, perchance?
I'm pretty sure I can guess the garage. Bueller? Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
There you go.
Modernist structure is actually in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, Illinois, where the 1986 movie was filmed. And in the famous scene, Ferris's friend Cameron, we all remember this, right, launches his father's prized Ferrari through one of the garage's glass walls. Oy, caramba. I tell you that I hope to God my son, who just turned 12, he has a ways to go before he drives, never goes through any of the walls in our garage, glass or otherwise, when he's driving. It won't be pretty if he does.
Speaking of not pretty, I hope with all the stuff I have stored in the garages I've owned over the years that I never have one with glass where people could look into it.
Could see in, right? I wouldn't want that either. Unless you had some really fabulous cars like the Ferrari, you know, and then you'd maybe want people to see. But absolutely.
Yeah, what's the next category?
Okay, so you'll like this one. It's Best Heartwarming Home. I really like this one. And our pick at House Logic is The House from A Christmas Story. Now, if you don't remember this movie, this is the one where the little boy Ralphie wants the Red Ryder BB gun, and everyone keeps telling him he can't have it because he'll shoot his eye out. So,
how about the category for Best Money Pit?
Well, you know, this one's pretty obvious, and you may have guessed it already. Our nominee is, in fact, the movie The Money Pit and the house in that movie. Now, that movie is a great reminder that we all need a good realtor. The characters, played by Tom Hanks and Shelley Long, buy a home from a con man for a ridiculously low price, only to have the home fall apart around them. So, thankfully, their renovation has a happy ending. And, you know, if you are someone who bought a home, hopefully not in the shape of The Money Pit, but bought a home recently that needs a little TLC, of course, House Logic has great tips for planning your remodel the right way. We included a similar category in our picks, Best Buyer Beware House. And for this one, we reached way back and nominated the 1948 movie Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House, which explores the move or improve debate. Now, Cary Grant plays an advertising executive who decides it's best to relocate when he discovers his wife, played by Myrna Loy, plans to remodel their New York City apartment. He doesn't want to deal with it. He'd rather pack up and go someplace else. But the couple makes every mistake possible when it comes to building a house, including paying above market value for a 200-year-old teardown.
The winner for the most enjoyable segment on the show this week, I think, goes to you, Pamela, for that. Thank you, Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. And there's more home nomination categories, Pamela, at HouseLogic.com Radio.
Yes, and remember, we want you to nominate your home. So come on to the site and tell us what homes you think deserve an Oscar.
All right, see you next week. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.